Joshua chapter 10. Now when Adonai Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai, doing to Ai and its king as he had done to Jericho and its king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were now living among them, he was terrified, because Gibeon was a large city, like one of the royal cities, and because it was larger than Ai, and all its men were warriors. So Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, the king of Hebron, Piram, the king of Jarmut, Japhia, the king of Lachish, and Debir, the king of Eglon, saying, "Come up and help me, and let us attack Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and the Israelites." Then the five kings of the Amorites, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmut, Lachish, and Eglon, joined forces and went up. They and all their armies camped against Gibeon and fought against it. But the men of Gibeon sent word to Joshua at the camp in Gilgal, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up quickly. Rescue us. Help us. For all the kings of the Amorites living in the hill country have joined forces against us." So Joshua and all the troops, including the valiant warriors, went up from Gilgal. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for I have given them into your hands. Not one of them will be able to stand against you." Joshua attacked them by surprise, having marched up from Gilgal all night. Then the Lord threw them into a panic before Israel, and he defeated them in a great slaughter at Gibeon. They chased them by the way of the ascent of Beit Horon, and they struck them down as far as Azekah and Makkedah. As they fled from Israel, while they were going down the descent from Beit Horon, the Lord threw down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There was more who died from the hailstones than were killed by the Israelites' swords. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord on that day, when the Lord gave the Amorites over to the Israelites, and he said in the sight of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, moon over the valley of Ayalon." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on its enemies. Is it not written in the scroll of Jasher? The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and did not set for about a whole day. There has never been a day like it before or since, when the Lord obeyed the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua and all Israel returned to the camp at Gilgal. The five kings fled and hid themselves in the cave at Makkedah. Joshua was told, "The five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makkedah." Joshua said, "Roll large stones over the mouth of the cave, and send men by it to guard them. But do not stay there yourselves. Chase after your enemies and attack their rear guard. Do not let them enter into their town, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand." Joshua and the Israelites finished striking them down with a great slaughter until they were wiped out, although a few survivors got away into the fortified towns. Then all the troops returned to Joshua in the camp at Makkedah in peace. No one dared wag his tongue against any of the Israelites. Then Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me from the cave." So they brought out the five kings to him from the cave, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmut, Lachish, and Eglon. Then when they brought out the kings to Joshua, he summoned all the men of Israel and said to the commanders of the troops who had been with him, "Come here, put your feet on the necks of these kings." So they came near and put their feet on their necks. Then Joshua said to them, "Do not be afraid or discouraged. Be strong and courageous, for this is what the Lord will do to all your enemies you will fight." Afterward, Joshua struck and put them to death. Then he hung them on five trees, and they remained hanging on the trees until evening. At sunset, Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees. They threw them into the cave where they had hidden themselves. Then they put large stones over the mouth of the cave, which are there to this day. On that day, Joshua captured Makkedah and struck it and its king with the edge of the sword. He totally destroyed them and everyone who was in it, leaving no survivors. He did to the king of Makkeda as he had done to the king of Jericho. Joshua and all Israel left Makkeda and went to Libna and fought against it. The Lord also gave it and its king into the hand of Israel. He struck it with the edge of the sword and everyone in it, leaving no survivors. He did to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua and all Israel left Libna and went to Lachish, laid siege against it, and attacked it. The Lord gave Lachish into the hand of Israel. He captured it on the second day and struck it with the edge of the sword and everyone in it, just as he had done to Libna. Then Horam, the king of Gezer, came up to help Lachish. Joshua struck him and his people, leaving no survivors. Then Joshua and all Israel set out from Lachish and went to Eglon. They laid siege to it and attacked it. They captured it that day and struck it with the edge of the sword, and everyone in it he totally destroyed that day, just as he had done to Lachish. Then Joshua and all Israel set out from Eglon and went to Hebron and attacked it. They captured and struck it and its king with the edge of the sword and all its towns, and left no survivors, just as he had done to Eglon. He totally destroyed it and everyone in it. Then Joshua and all Israel turned back to Debir and attacked it. He captured it, then struck its king and all its towns with the edge of the sword, and totally destroyed everyone in it, leaving no survivors, just as he had done to Hebron. So he did to Debir and its king, just as he had done to Libna and its king. So Joshua conquered the whole land and all their kings, the hill country, the Negev, the western foothills, and the mountain slopes. He left no survivors. He totally destroyed everything that breathed, just as the Lord, the God of Israel, commanded. Joshua struck them from Kadesh Barnea, even as far as Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, all the way to Gibeon. All these kings and their land Joshua captured in one campaign, because the Lord, the God of Israel, fought for Israel. So Joshua and all Israel returned to the camp at Gilgal.